can see the yellow sign of the hour. But right now, we are donkeys over two legs, which bring the word of the Lord to the people. God bless you all. We love you all in the name of Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Sam Bosa. We love you all in the name of Jesus. Thank you for seeking the Lord as you pass through His holy book, like He told us in Isaiah 34:16. Look within the book of the Lord and read, for none of these words will miss its mate, for the word of the Lord commanded it. The mouth of the Lord commanded all,
and
the Spirit of the Lord gathered all. He was the one in the mouth of the prophets as they spoke words which came from the Lord. As the command of the Father is, together with His words, in Proverbs 8:17, that he loves them who love Him and they who diligently seek Him, they will surely see Him. That's why we seek Him through His book and we discover His fullness. That's the Father in Jeremiah 29:10-12. If we seek Him, we shall find Him. If we search Him out with all our hearts, we come here to commit our hearts, continue to search out this God, to separate Him from other gods which are not real gods.
And
we want all people in the entire world, all you out who seek God in this way of looking for His book, we love you all, for we prove that we are brethren to you. And we pray for one thing,
and
though you are in the corners of the world, but you remain a child of God, reaching the day will get you out of this body, still
you
will appear on the day of His coming. The ones you
have
made when they are still here, and they have been kept the children of God, we shall ascend together in the city of God, Jerusalem of
heaven.
Let's hold a word like that.
What your word is about what for new generation.
That this ministry of new generation with the full knowledge of God, the new generation with the full knowledge of God, we are an international ministry, and you out there in the entire world, we want to reach it unto you, and we know that heaven too is listening to us and they're witnesses to us in these words.
The
gospel preached to all creations as we bring knowledge to destroy the destruction which has been happening on God's people. For we heard in Hosea 4 from verses 1 to 6 that God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But in Hosea 6 verses 1 to 7 He told us, come, let's get back to the Lord. In 2 days He will renew us. On the third day He will resurrect us. And when He resurrects us, let's pursue knowledge of God. Praise Jesus. You might have gotten born again.
But
the moment you insist on knowing the Lord, for verse 6 and 7, he says he desires knowledge than burnt sacrifices and offerings, and mercy than the sacrifices. Praise Jesus. After we get knowledge, we get life. For
he
spoke in John 17 verses 13 that eternal life is to know the one true God and Christ Jesus is sent. Anytime you get to know the one true God and Jesus Christ is sent,
straight,
you are holding life within your hands and it's required of you to just keep it. That's why it's in Proverbs 2
and
it says, let's cry for knowledge and let's grow for understanding. Now in this place,
and
we want to understand him. And
we
pray, pour his spirit upon us. Like he promised in Proverbs 1, verse 23. That if you accept my rebuke, I will pour my spirit upon you. And he will draw you to understand my words. And to fulfill upon us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verses 9
unto
11. That these were revealed to us by the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, even today, we are going in the schemes of the devil. Schemes of the devil against God and against church. And we know we last covered.
Jezebel.
And we saw Jezebel and the campaigns she held out in the angels to elect the devil to be God over them or to be their king.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we saw all that.
And
in this number 666, we are going to still see this Jezebel.
When
the second six is responsible of all this, we start of him. Now he is fulfilling his number.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Today
we are going to see how he grabbed all the children and she became the mother of the adulterers.
She
became the mother of all abominations done under the sun. How did he come to become the mother of the adulterers and the mother of all the abominations? And the children of his became very many, more than the one who gave birth to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we see the second six. Remember, we see the seal of the devil in all, the number
666.
We see the second six on which Jezebel is responsible of. When we shall wind up all this, we shall move on to see the third six, of which is responsible by the false prophets.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jezebel,
but Jezebel, today is the one on the beast, what's known as the kingdom of the devil.
He
is the one on the throne of it.
He
is the one in authority, the one with all the power, which would have been of the devil. For the devil was bound in prison.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But as I have told you, today we're going to be seeing why he's called the mother of adulterers and all the abominations around the world. And where did he get all these children? He stole them just.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Inception
we heard of
in
the electing, when they were electing the devil. For he told them, this election is going to be free and fair. All who seem great, let's give them a chance to elect them. And they chose the first cherubim and refused the offer. The second cherubim refused the offer. And they whipped the true vine, the Lord Jesus. He too, he refused. But it was a scheme, they knew their plot. They knew only
Stani.
Lucifer, the devil, is all going to accept the offer.
It
was the third cherubim among the two you see here.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jezebel,
Jezebel knew that it's going to be finished right then.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, as we see the six of which he's responsible of, the abominations she does to see that the six is fulfilled.
Yes,
and they find they've grabbed many children from the children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we're going to move on to analyze.
But
according to what we saw in Colossians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Okay. We are not going
to be there without knowing the schemes of the devil. For they would never know his schemes. Even to get saved is very hard.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As God has given us a chance of knowing the schemes of the devil. Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 4. Let's begin from verse 11. Read the English version. Here we read, as we read the Luganda here. Praise Jesus. There are people without the Luganda Bible. Read your English Bible. In the moment you hear they are reading the Bible,
you
get out your English Bible and read yourself. For we direct you and show you the scripture to all who is listening to us wherever you are. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 11.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essuula ey'okubiri oluyeru lwa 11. Sitaani alemenga okutwekulumbalizaako kubanga tetuli ng'abatategeera nkweze. Naye bwe najja mutulwa olw'enjiri ya Kristo era oluggi bwe lwanzigulirwawo mu Mukama waffe. Saalaba kuwummula mu mwoyo gwange. Olobutasanga Tito muganda wange.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tulingabo abatamanyi kweza
Satan. Like they were not aware of the schemes of the devil.
Eranga tumanyi Satan ono.
And we know this devil.
Yafuka kitaye wabalimba.
He became the father of liars.
Eranga yavunanyizibwa.
And he is responsible.
Mukago kusoka.
On the first six.
Mikaga esatu.
Among the three seals, which is known as the seal of the devil. This Jezebel is responsible of the second
seal.
We have the one chosen among the false prophets. That is responsible of the third seal.
We've
been understanding totally these schemes. And you, as John, on us today,
can
request for all the messages and will be given you. When we go to Revelation chapter 2, verse 20, they continue to explain to us about Jezebel. As we know today, we are going to know more the mother of adulterers and of all the abominations. And we know how did he get these old children. For this Jezebel,
there
many people, most of them bow to her. And they call her mother of God. And others claim she's the mother, whom they know was Mary today. But you're going to see how she clothed that image and appeared in that kind of likeness.
She's
worshipped in different nations besides religions. Religions too do that. Even all nations do that. For there are places they call her Diana. Here in Uganda she's called Ahia Nyabuzana. Many nations have specific names for her. And this you have to be very careful of it. When you enter it within church,
correct,
now it already entered the church of salvation. Some of you seated, all the pastors, they are called mummies. I hear my spiritual mother. This one, you have to be very careful of it. For you may find yourself, right now you are a servant of Jezebel. You are grabbing the children of the Lord. For even their mother is there existing. That is the Lord Jesus, who birthed us the second time. You claim to be a spiritual mother. You abandon that. You to claim to be a spiritual father. You to seem to grab the spirit of the Lord.
For
you never birthed in the spirit. You're going to be seeing the things. How they steal the children.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They try to see they do other abominations that they can get the second six.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He's responsible for that. He is responsible for the first six. Where the first six spirits we started off are.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Remember that all this was handed to Jezebel now. In BC, before the devil was bound, he was responsible for the first six of his. And Jezebel is the second six. The first prophet chosen in generation was responsible of the third six. But from now, 2017 years, ever since the master raised up and he went back to heaven, the devil was chased from heaven and was imprisoned. Now he handed the authority to Jezebel.
Jezebel
now is responsible of 2 weeks as we speak.
The
one of her husband, the devil, and of herself. The false prophet up now is still being elected and chosen. Praise Jesus. But we are told in Revelation 2, verses 20.
Kubikulirwa sura ya kubiyonyirwa 20. Naye nina ensonga kugwe kubanga oleko omukazi oli Yezebeli eyeyita nabbi naayigiriza n'akyamya abaddu bange okwendanga n'okulyanga ebyaweebwa eri ebifaananyi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ekkanisa eno,
this church,
yatuuka ekiseera nayo ne granting omwenzi ono.
They reached a time and they also hosted this adulteress.
Jezebel. Bo baalinga balaba omuntu.
They used to see a person.
Era omuntu gwe baatumanga erinnya lino mbiro ebyo.
A person they named this name in those seasons.
Baamanyanga malayika ono yasooka okugwa.
They knew this first fallen angel.
Wetumanyi nga Jezebeli leero.
We know as Jezebel today.
Bana abakyala w'eggulu.
Or the queen of heaven.
Yalinanga okumoperatingiramu.
The queen had to operate in such a person.
Kubanga erinnya lino Jezebel.
For the name Jezebel.
No,
even this one called a woman.
We
heard of this name in the past eras. During the era of King Ahab. Of Israel. The same name Jezebel was named to the husband, wife. Now what she did, even this one is one exact she did. Praise Jesus. Now don't think Jezebel is a demon of the dead person. Not my friend. They would have come back again here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For here there is a Jezebel we are seeing here. Even behind we see the Jezebel there.
Today,
let's get back to Kings. 1 Kings chapter 19.
Basekabaka ekisoke sura ya 19 nyo lusoka. Awo Akabu n'abulira Jezebeli byonna Eliya bye yakola. Era bwe yatta bannabbi bonna n'ekitala. Awo Jezebeli n'atumira Eliya omubaka ng'ayogera nti bakatonda bankole bwe batyo n'okukirawo.
Jezebeli kuva dda.
The Jezebel from olden days was not believing the one God.
Iranga kitaffe yamuwakanya.
And the father, they contended with the father.
N'awakanya mukama waffe Yesu.
And they contended with the Lord Jesus.
N'awakanya omwoyo mutukufu.
And they contended with the Holy Spirit.
Ye n'agamba buli afuna amaanyi abakatonda.
And he said, whoever gets power is a God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But this Jezebel, you see, not to say that it's the demon of a person. It's what came back here.
Yes, he was.
No, praise Jesus. This name is the real name of this fallen angel. Every angel has his own name. But the name of this one, the one who fell first to join on the devil, why
is
called the mother of all abominations, the mother of adulterers who get from the Lord. The right name of her is Jezebel. And when they named you this name, and you knew this spirit is going to come to operate within you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The rightful name of this fallen angel. For some of you have been asking, the angel who joined first on the devil, what is his name? The name of that angel is Jezebel. If you've been searching about that name.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You can connect with things right now. This one you see, he had his prophets under the sun. These prophets, out of them he elects a chief prophet who is the false prophet, who moves on to be responsible for the 36. Wanted it to first be explained very well. Then we head on to understand how she stole the children. Like she did in heaven, and he stole the angels, a third of them. Even in the world, the same abominations is what he used, able to steal the children of God. Praise Jesus.
I
pick them who came from the angels and human beings. Praise Jesus so much. When we get to chapter 21, 1 Kings chapter 21,
Basekabaka ekisooka essula ya 2 olumulunya olusooka. Awo olwatuuka oluvannyuma lw'ebyo, Nabosi Omuyezuleeri yalina olusuku olw'emizabbibu olwali mu Yezuleeri kumpi n'eriyumba lya Akabu kabaka w'e Samaliya. Awo Akabu n'agamba Nabosi nti, mpa olusuku olwo olw'emizabbibu, mbeere nalwo okuba olusuku olw'enva, kubanga luli kumpi n'ennyumba yange. Nange ndi kuba mu kifo kyalwo olusuku olw'emizabbibu olusinga obulungi, oba bw'onoosiima. Ndikuwa ebintu ng'omuwendo gwalwo bwe luli. Awo Nabosi n'agamba Akabu nti, Mukama akiddiza eri gye ndi, nkuwe obusika bw'abajjajjange. Awo Akabu n'ayingira mu nnyumba ye ng'anyiikadde era ng'anyiize olw'ekigambo Nabosi Omuyezuleeri ky'amugambye, kubanga ayogedde nti, sijja kukuwa busika bw'abajjajjange. N'agalamira ku kitanda kye n'akyusa amaaso ge n'atakkiriza kulya ku mmere.
N'ayingira mu kisiyo.
And he entered the fast.
Asobole okunyaga ebintu byabe.
To be able to grab the things of Ahab.
Tuli mu Bassekabaka ekisooka essula ya 21 olunyiriri olw'okutaano. Naye Yezebeeri mukazi we n'ajja gy'ali n'amugamba nti, ki ekikunakuwazizza omwoyo gwo obwenkanidde awo n'okulya n'otolya ku mmere? N'amugamba nti, kubanga njogedde ne Nabosi Omuyezuleeri ne mugamba nti, mpa olusuku olw'emizabbibu olw'ebintu, oba bw'onoosiima ndikuwa olusuku olw'emizabbibu olulala mu kifo kyalwo. N'addamu nti, sijja kukuwa lusuku lwange olw'emizabbibu. Yezebeeri mukazi we n'amugamba nti, gwe ofuga n'obwakabaka bwa Isirayiri, golokoka olye ku mmere, omutima gwe gusanyuke, nze ndikuwa olusuku lw'emizabbibu olwa Nabosi Omuyezuleeri.
Yeefuula ayinza okugaba.
They claim to be able to give out.
Era ng'olwaleero bangi abamusinkana mu nnyanja.
Today many meet her in the sea.
Nga yeefuula agenda okuwa.
And they claim to be giving you things.
Naye wabaawo basi.
But there are few who are skilled.
Babeerawo banyigiriza.
There are many that have been pressed.
Ne babonyaabonyeza.
And the one they have tormented.
Ate atondawo emizizo.
And they create abominations.
Katugende mu maaso.
Let's move on here.
Bassekabaka ekisooka essula ya 21 8. Awo n'awandiika ebbaluwa mu linnya lya Akabu n'agissaako akabonero ke n'aweereza ebbaluwa abakadde n'abakungu abaali mu kibuga era abatuula wali Nabosi. N'awandiika mu bbaluwa ng'ayogera nti, mulangire okusiiba, muteeke Nabosi waggulu ku bantu.
Muwulira zino ebbaluwa ze bagamba eza sitaani ezaagudde.
You hear the letters of the devil they claim they have fallen.
Ono yazikola.
This Jezebel is the one who writes the letters.
Era ayinza okuba tegaaka kodyo.
And they can trick you.
Gabaluwa baluwa ago musimanyi baluwa yagudde ku lusozi
ebadde ya sitaani. Those fallen letters that the letters fell from the devil and it fell on the mountain.
Ebitabo ebikubwa wansi w'enjuba.
Books printed under the sun.
Nga byo byefaananyirizaamu ng'ebyo bwa Katonda.
And they appear to be like of God.
Naye nga tebituukiridde mu kigambo kye.
But they are not complete within his word.
Yavunaanyizibwa kuwandiika.
Jezebel is responsible in writing.
Ebintu byekifuula nnenge.
The things which are upside down.
Ebintu ebyongeddwa.
Things which have been added in. He told me, don't mind. This invents every abomination. Don't mind, I'm going to give it to you. And when the devil had begun the campaign, he began right from her in heaven. Praise Jesus. But he told her,
well,
how are we going to get the children? People who support us. He told him, don't mind of that.
We'll
bring you children. You just give me the throne. I become your queen.
To
move on very easily. I'm going to bring children to you.
She
can create all abominations. They make their second six.
She
does everything contending against the things of God. Praise Jesus. God tells them, man and woman,
man and woman,
man and woman. Man and woman.
Oba embuzi n'embuzi.
Oh, a goat and a goat.
Ati yanga bikusa.
Jezebel changes it.
Muntu n'embuzi.
A human being and a goat.
Akati ya awu musajja abere n'omusajja.
Let the man be with the man this time.
Umukazi abere n'omukazi.
Woman will be with a woman.
Things
which are abominable, which God hates. Jezebel can create them. And they manifest them as their good things. Homosexuals have demons upon their heads. If you dare begin to feel you are a woman when you've been a man. Now Jezebel can create abominations. And sit down and write down the agenda. And they make a program. How am I going to cause God's children to fall? What am I going to do to create abominations? Like we told you, this is the person who has created the Ludo games we pray. Yet we are looking specifically for number six. You hit your six, and that's what you're targeting. When you hit six, you have surpassed the third. If you hit 4-6, you've won. That game you've already won it. If you hit your six, if you play this one of, what do they call that? That kind of game. And you're choosing six. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, you're targeting six and you gather more. When you pray matatu, there is a spirit which is going to bury you. You have to ask for the heart. You tell your challenger, give me your heart. And they too ask you for flour. The one they will put upon your graveyard when you're dead. They ask you for dice, which you know as a diamond. And you have no demon. And they bring the master. Only the master is the one who
asks.
The master is Lucifer himself. Now there's the joker. They begin with J. Jezebel herself included. All things she began to them. They can wait things for you and you see their coat. And they end up as a joking thing, but you've committed yourself into it. As you finish to play matatu, when you've gotten corrupted in mind, there are many things we shall see in the thing. This second six, upon it, she creates on many other things. They can even command you to fast, that they're going to be filled through the fast. But they know they're going to pass through the exact, and they make you foolish and they fill you with demon through the fasting. And you begin to speak what they want. For they made the entire nation to fast. Fasting people are creating around. Fast now, God will give you. Fast this God will give you. All the passes we used to fast for him to give us. Even oxygen you breathe, you fast for it.
He creates
to contend with God and the truth. He cannot give you and accept your fasted. He's a very harsh God.
They
taught us to think God is harsh. He's a very hard God. He doesn't just give you his things until he has pressed you so much. He said, freely you've been given, freely give. According to Matthew 10, 7 and 8, he tells the apostles, heal, cast demons, raise the dead. Freely you've been given, freely give. Jezebel rather commands us to fast for them. You have to enter a fast to be given. Yet he passes aside and he gives you what you fast. And you prove that God is the one who has given you. He is the one who does the things. God has never created a human being to trouble them.
But
Jezebel creates all abominations containing the things of God.
Basikabaka ekisooka essuula ey'abirimu olumu olunyiri lwa kumi.
First Kings 21 verse 10.
Muteeke abasajja babiri aba Abberiyali mu maaso ge.
Ye yali amanyi Beriyali yali.
They knew who this Baal was. Baal was the master of this Jezebel, who is Lucifer.
Bamulumirize nga boogera nti wakolimira Katonda ne Kabaka.
He's a liar just like the husband, the devil. You know when two join together, they become one body.
What
we heard in 1 Corinthians 6, if you join yourself with a prostitute or adulteress, you become one with that person.
First Kings 21
verse 10.
Mumukasukira mayinja afe. Awo abasajja b'omu kibuga kye, abakadde n'abakungu ababeera mu kibuga kye ne bakola nga Jezebeli bw'abatumidde, nga bwe kyawandiikibwa mu bbaluwa ze yabaweereza. Awo ne balagira okusiiba ne bamuteeka waggulu Nabosi mu bantu. Abasajja babiri abaana ba Beriyali ne bayingira ne batuula mu maaso ge. Abasajja ba Beriyali ne bamulumiriza nga balumiriza Nabosi mu maaso g'abantu. Nga boogera nti Nabosi yakolimira Katonda ne Kabaka.
Olidde ekyaliwo.
You hear what happened?
Yabasiibisa bonna n'abayingiza mu bafallen angels
bakulembera. They made all of them fast and made fallen angels enter all these people.
Abantu ne balabira ddala nga yalimba.
People saw that Naboth lied.
Era omuntu yenna akuyita nti akana ogenda funa omukisa naye jangu nga tolidde.
Any person who calls that you're going to get a blessing but come on you're not eating.
Omaye agenda n'emizimu ojja kwatusaado juwa kanyamukubo tolina mwadde embavu.
Not be able to even resist the demons for you have no strength in you.
Atulowo that makanisa gye babasibisanga.
Don't think in churches where they made you fast.
Mbumujuzi bw'omwoyo.
That you are filled of the spirit.
Mwabiranga mfuna mwoyo waka.
You are getting the spirit of the Lord.
Yabajuzanga mu mizimu.
They filled the demons within you.
Atinga kyagamba ikugamba amina.
Whatever they spoke, you spoke amen.
Era omusumba bwe yalabanga mutawanya.
When the pastor saw you becoming big-headed.
Njogera ku basumba b'obulimba.
Speak of pastors who are false.
Saba tufu.
Not the right ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You would enter you into a fast. By the time you come out of the fast, you are agreeing to everything he says. And that's why they have to weaken you through. They say always, through fasting, your spirit grows. The Bible says, in eating the word of God, the spirit matures and grows.
Banga atugamba mu gundi mpite chokubiri mpite chisoka sura yokubiri
Peter chapter 2
nyorisoka paka rokusa
verses 1 to 3
tingaba na baka jamuzali bomu
njo gokubiri new born babies
mwegombe chigambe chama
desire the sincere milk of the word
kina bakuza
which will grow you.
Atateba atugamba ange
now they rather told us there
tukulalwa kusiba
we mature through fasting.
Gumba atafuna musana gwa kigambo nokulaba talaba bulungi.
Yet they won't ever get the light of the word even see they can't see clear.
Nokusoma Bible bato just.
Even reading the Bible
obera mulingo sibye
tukyateke. First you cannot even read the Bible.
Sivumirira kusiba.
I'm not against fasting.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
Ni wali okusiba kwa abasita.
But there is the fasting of the devils.
Teba kuva ko mwinyi tobera omone musiba ne musiba.
Stop, they are always fasting.
You think Jesus
and his disciples, how many times did they fast?
Check.
If you bring 30 times fasting in the Bible, in the era of the Lord Jesus,
you
will prove that being filled comes through fasting. Apostles, how many times did they fast?
Jezebel
is the one creating her things. And they make you get mad all through them. And they make demons enter within you. For he is the one leading them. But they proclaim the fast. All people fasted and they ceased to have understanding. They knew Naboth from the village. And he was a very careful man. He is a farmer. He gives food to the nation.
But
they reached to speak falsehood upon him and no one could refuse the report.
All of
them are saying amen, it's the truth.
You know,
it's the first thing you used to be in when you're grabbing other people's things.
It's
fast for it and capture it.
You
used to fast for all villages.
And you were thieves,
robbers who have joined on Jezebel. And the man says you're fasting for a house.
Basekabaka ekisooka essuula ya 2:13.
1 Kings 21:13.
Awo ne bamujja mu kibuga ne bamukasuukirira amayinja n'afa. Awo ne batumira Jezebeli nga boogera nti Nabosi akasuukiriddwa amayinja afudde. Awo olwatuka Jezebeli bwe yawulira Nabosi ng'akasuukiriddwa amayinja era ng'afudde, Jezebeli n'agamba Akabu nti golokoka oli olusuku lw'emizabbibu olwa Nabosi.
Weetwalire olusuku.
Take the vineyard for yourself.
Nasabajalukuwa.
I told you I will give you the vineyard.
Omanyi ayinza okubasuubiza era abeera ku mumwa bw'abannabbi
banabo. Jezebel can promise you is always on the mouth of the prophet.
Ne bamala kula emyaka gyonna gyemumala mu makuŋŋaaniro
gwa. And they prophesy you all years you spend in their synagogues.
Bw'amala n'ayiye engeri gye munaabifunamu.
After they plan the way you will get what they have prophesied upon you.
Sow
a seed here, do this.
See,
you fast in faith.
Ingira mukukiriza nga naye n'omulyango tomanyi gye guli.
And you don't know even where the door to faith is.
kati yijibu era akugamba leero luno ovaano ng'okitudde ebiriko byaddi
kati
oba oyagala genda mu
America You get your back. You pull your trouble back.
You
do foolish things like that. And it's not be saddened. I'm going to give you thanks. This she did here is what they told Lucifer in the beginning. Don't worry. Giving you territories. You will be happy. I'm going to bring you children. The same children of God, I'm going to still bring them to you. That's why it's called the mother of adulterers. Not adultery of the body.
This
is the first adultery which happened in heaven. Adam
to Adam
from forsaking the Lord.
He
speaks of them in Hosea 14. The people have gotten into adultery when they are forsaking the Lord.
This
is the mother of adulterers, the first to abandon God and join the devil. You thought to be a demon of the dead.
Which what did?
You were ashamed.
Basekaba kechisoke sura ya 2 mulumu olunyiriri tuli ku 15.
1 Kings 21 verse 15.
Jezebeli nagamba akabunti goloko kolie olusuku lw'emizabibu lwa Nabosi omuyezuleri lwe yagano kukuwa olw'ebintu. Kubanga Nabosi tachali mulamu na yafudde. Awo lwatuka akabubo yawulira Nabosi nga afudde. Awo akabu nagoloko okuserengeta ku lusuku lw'emizabibu.
He took things which have been stolen. When you join an adulteress, you are an adulterer yourself. If you join yourself with a foolish person, you need to become foolish. Now this one was with his prophets. In 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 6, let's begin from verse
5. Awo Yekosafati n'agamba kabaka wa Isirayiri nti, nkwegayiridde buuza ekigambo kya Mukama leero. Awo kabaka wa Isirayiri n'akunganya bannabbi abasajja ng'ebikumi bina. N'abagamba nti ntabaale eramuze Sulekiyadi. Nanti kindekeyo. Ne boogera nti yambuka. Kubanga Mukama ali kigabula mu mukono gwa kabaka. Naye Yekosafati n'ayogera nti tewali wano nate nabbi wa Mukama tumubuuze. Kabaka wa Isirayiri n'agamba Yekosafati nti waliwo nate omusajja omu gwe tuyinza okubuulizaamu Mukama. Mikaya mutabani wa Imula. Naye mukyawa kubanga tandagulangako birungi wabula ebibi.
Yesu was raised Jesus.
Buli we yagi yamugambanga ebibi
byakoze. Every time he came, he told you the evil things he has done.
Agamba oyo namukyawa.
He says, I hate these prophets.
Njagala bano bannabbi bange ebikumi
bina. I want my 400 prophets.
Naye nga bonna balimba foreign
angels. All of them, they are foreign angels upon them.
Kubanga Bible yebennyonnyola.
The Bible when it explains.
Mu lunyolo amakumi ebi.
In verse 20,
it
says within them was an evil spirit which was coming from heaven. Not say that in even there are demons. These fallen angels were fallen in the source of BC. They were in heaven. Even though now we know they were chased from there. Like Revelation 12, from verse 7 unto 17. Praise Jesus.
Now
all these ones, 400 prophets, within them were fallen angels. Now these prophets, they prophesy even though they are existing in
the
church, they have their God, they know. That's the fallen angel they are having. And they tell you, you are serving me. It's me who serve my God. You don't know anything of his God. If you want to get of what is upon him, they tell you what's upon me. Ask that it clothes you.
My Jesus.
Era Yesu wange. He calls him his Jesus.
He
is not your Jesus.
You're
going to see my Jesus moving.
You're
going to see our Jesus working in us.
No.
He said, you are going to see my Jesus.
is even the one they called the Jesus of the born again of this generation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Salvation is
real.
But this fake salvation. That is how he had his prophets. And in these ones, out of them he chose the one who is going to be leading. And
we
will prophesy prophecies, but they never came from the Lord. They prophesied only good things. That's why you cannot go to their churches and they tell you, we see you don't, you're not going to heaven. They see you go to America. There is the land God is giving you, but they don't see you being cancelled from the book of life. They are into confusing you as they fill you with all abominations. After you who has been understanding God, you begin to clothe short things. And the man you played hair of the Rastafarians,
the
drama of the false prophets. You may even spend time and you're filled with demons. And they send you outside to eat grass. And you're walking like this. As if you're being forced to walk. And you declare the man has power. We warn kings of this generation. Or the presidents. Most of them in the world now. As we speak, they're prophets of Jezebel. Many of them, as they were before, and they were 400 by then, but the one of God was only one, and he never spoke good to them. For there were only evil things. Where would we speak evil things? Now you want it. The church of salvation is so well. It is not well at all. You, they sell you a ring and they sell you a tree. Are you well? They make you line up for miracle and you pay for them. Are you well? This is Jezebel.
It's
the name of the first fallen angel to join in the devil. Came from the spirit called the spirit of counsel.
It's
the groups of the angels of counsel. The angels of the measurements. They were in Revelation 6, verse 4 to 5. Prophet, she's a prophet. They predict times. They are in betting. And they give some and others fail. They do that thing, they know. As she was grabbing the children of God, they used betting upon them. And they gave out their lives. They are betting with physical things. You give your life and they give you something else. You will never abandon, for they tell you when you get the things from her, the way you get them is the way you keep them.
And
most prophets have that word. If you've gotten something by sowing, keep it by sowing. If you get it by fasting, keep it by fasting. My God, is it us who watch over them? God says, if he never builds, the builders build in vain. If he's not watched over, the watchmen watch over in vain. How can I watch over with it by fasting? If he gave Job things, he gave him protection over the things. It would have required Job to do what else? He had to keep righteousness. Those men know it. You let me tell you, if you go buy demonic spirits, we speak of the fallen angels. If you buy them and you bring them in business, there is a sacrifice you have to be offering them.
Anytime it finishes, you have to go and keep them more to keep them around working on your issues. Remember, miracles given you, if they come from the Lord, they have come from the devil Jezebel. Now they give you demons with them, the fallen angels, to watch over them. Because they cannot exist without sacrifice, you have to remain giving continuous sacrifices. If you refuse them and they move away and sometimes they leave you when you've been left with nothing, but we have to be very careful in this issue.
We've
gone back to Revelations. Know of one thing, that Jezebel, if she's making her six, they try to invent abominations which God never likes. You know, a person is in betting, and even their bed and offer it out, even a house. Even if you blame a tattoo, you can get even your children, your shirts, your every
position.
You take everything to the matatu. You're betting for it. Praise Jesus. What do you speak? I have a proof over it. I have a friend I work with. He first sold his land. And he said, he's still on the money of his grandfather. He's not touched his father's money and his money. And the land was sold through matatu betting. And he bought a car. He sold the car. He bought a motorbike. As I speak, he's walking on foot, as he has bet all the money.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he had to see many things. You
used
to hear in Jezebel, you thought it's a demon. The other is the mother of all adulterers.
He
was the first to join on the devil among all the angels who fell.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
he left him mobilizing the angels, and the devil attacked Adam in the garden, that he can get the false prophets from the human beings. And the children they stole. If God had not hidden some children, they would have been stolen too.
There is
7,000, he never knew that they were also children. They are called creations. If he knew they were children, they would have been stolen themselves. They have never bowed to Baal 7,000. He
did
them that after finish their work, they will enter the glory of children of God. And he said, you will never understand these ones. You know, there are children you hide within your basket as you pass where murderers are. For they know you're carrying a basket. You look at that Moses. He was put in a basket. They thought that something was passing the water. Yet within it they have hidden a child in a basket. Some of them made them like little worms, lest the devil sees them. He said, what is this? He began to cut heads from them and make sacrifice. But they failed to lie them. He
lied
from the children of God called angels and the human beings. But the rest he failed on them. He never realized they were children. And they hid themselves in total humility. And you see, we shall see they who failed on him, on the children of God. He failed totally on them. We are in Revelations 2, verse 20. Revelations 2, verse 20.
Naye nina ensonga kugwe, kubanga oleko omukazi oli Jezebeli, eyeyita nabbi. naigiriza naachamya abaddu bango n'okwendanga.
Ono gw'olaba,
this one you see,
akulemberamu abantu okuva mu kukkiriza.
They lead people to abandon the faith.
Asobola batuuza n'abayigiriza enjigiriza etaliyo.
They can make you sit and teach you a teaching which is not right.
Nayongera nanyola mbyawandikibwa.
They twist within scriptures.
Nayongeramu n'ebirala.
And they add in other things.
Ebirala n'abijjamu.
And they subtract others out.
Bw'owulira mutemiseewo.
When you hear of Timothy, First Timothy chapter 4, and he
tells
this word down here.
Naye omwoyo ayogera lwatu nti munaku ez'oluvannyuma walibawo abaliva mu kukkiriza nga bawulira emyoyo egikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwaba setaani.
Waliwo abaliva mu
kukkiriza
bawuliriza emyoyo egikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwaba
setaani.
Kati ono ogwola bayakulemberamu okuyigiriza kwaba setaani.
This one you see is the one who is leading the teaching of the demons. Praise Jesus.
Era ng'asobola okukuba obutabo bwonna obwetaagisa mu
nsi. And they can print all books necessary in this world. Books which are twisted.
N'akolagane bamalayika bano abalala abaagwa abaasigalawo.
Together with other fallen angels who remained.
Nga bakyamya abantu.
And they pervert God's people.
Nga bava mu kukkiriza.
And they are abandoning the faith.
Bible yogera ku kukkiriza okutuufu.
The Bible speaks of the right faith.
Mu Baruumi esura ya 10:17.
Romans 10:17.
Egamba okukkiriza.
It says faith
kuva mu kuwulira.
Comes from hearing.
N'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Hearing the word of God.
Kyonna ky'ofuna nga tekiri mu kuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
You get which is not in hearing the word of God.
Kiba kifu.
It's wrong.
Era batondawo ekigambo kye bayita rema word.
It's the word called the rema word.
Kubanga mwe mujjira okuyigiriza kwa basita.
It comes the teaching of the devils.
It's
not in the Bible.
It's
the word just
come.
It has come
down.
It has much power.
Is
someone getting it? As you get it, you fall with that rhema word. It's the demon which has now come.
And
when they tell you someone is receiving,
don't you receive
it? You receive it, you fall with it.
Say, I receive it.
And you fall with it.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Akati ekigambo ekyo nga kyakaka.
Now, as that word has just come,
kibeerako ebikolwa ebitali bya mazima.
Acts which are not right and truthful.
Kubanga Bible yegamba mu Yakobo.
Bible says in James.
Sura y'okubiri.
James 2.
Okuva kule kumi n'esatu.
From verse 13.
Akumi na musanvu.
Unto 17.
Nti okukkiriza okutuufu kulina okubaako ebikolwa
ebitufu. Right faith has to be followed by good works.
Ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu.
The works of righteousness.
Nange okubagamba.
By the
grace. Ekigambo kituuse.
The book has come.
Kiri rema word.
Rema word.
Kyakagwa
kati. It's just fallen now.
Kikitama.
It's filled
with. Waliwo ayinza okukifuna.
Someone can get it.
Kifune.
Get it.
Kitware.
Take it.
Kakati kitware.
Now take it.
N'okitwara.
And you take it.
Ne mugwa.
And you follow it. And they say right now,
chambukena mmawanga,
the word of God to nations,
tandiko kutambula,
begin to move by faith, entering nations.
Ebikolwa ebibeerako bibeera bifu.
The actions backed by that word is wrong.
Namanga oyita ku border,
see yourself passing it,
sasa layini,
cancel a line,
ojiiteko,
pass it,
oyingira amawanga,
you're entering nations.
Uzanya nebye
ebintu joke with all things.
Ori ye asomesa ebintu ebitali banayo.
Teachers, these are, they have never existed.
Ayinza someta wandi.
They can read a scripture.
Awembwa ne zibogola ne badduka.
And the dogs barked and they ran away.
Na agamba wali wembwe zikuyiganya.
Dogs
ogenda kubogola.
Going to bark.
Kenda. Ne mutandika.
And you begin that.
Ayinza okuzomerawo ne banywa amazzi ng'embwa n'agamba tandika
n'agamba
oyo mwoyo mutukuvu n'obuuza abajuzi bwomwoyo baali
basamye
ebyo nno nga abisomye eri muguuni mbaramuzi
here in Judges.
Awembwa simanyi abananywa amazzi ng'embwa.
And they would drink water like dogs.
Abo bebanagenda naawe.
They would be the one to go with you.
N'asoma amazzi.
And he reads the water.
Mu Yokana.
In John.
Aya amazzi aga oro yali munda mmwe muli kulukutemigeza
amazzi.
Ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo omutukuvu.
Spoken by the Holy Spirit.
Kakati leero.
Right now today.
Kamwe muli ng'embwa.
You are like dogs.
mugenda kombo mwoyo mutukufu.
Going to suck the Holy Spirit.
Abasomere erinti nakange nnimi ez'omuliro.
That it came like tongues of fire.
Biko babatume
bili. In Acts 2.
Abaga kati mugenda mukomba. Agasse byawandikibwa.
He mixed scriptures then.
Muba murabanga abamulisiza.
You see, he has lighted within you.
Wabula bw'obuuza baani abaali bakombye omwoyo mutukufu bwe bati.
I've ever sucked the spirit like that.
That's the
ministry. I hear blessed and honey ministry. They have told the mother of adulterers and of all abominations. She got many children from the angels and from human beings to take them to the devil to get them from the Lord. But they used abominations. They know God hates all abominations. And you are on God and he told you to suck his spirit. And you are like a dog, I hear. What comes the blows of you? Get this. And you shall.
No,
my God.
Yes,
Jesus blew on your people and told them to receive the spirit. No one shout. You don't remember? Look.
Because
and they blew upon them and tell them to receive the spirit. Now the shouting is not being written down.
And
he begins to blow as you're crying.
He may even
be there laughing on the pulpit as if you are laughing. And you are connected. You are laughing.
And
say the spirit of laughter. Yet when demons in the place of people laugh funny like that on the mountains. The one they approached. After they
laugh
in their gatherings and they undress themselves. You give a
sense of that,
they have to undress themselves. On the seven spirits, in Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 2, the spirit of laughter is not included among them. Don't you see them in the lampstand? Have you seen the spirit of laughter here? Corruptible, the children of God, and do things to them. And he ends up when they are his.
And he said,
they who laugh like this, are they your children? They are there to accuse our brethren. They make you do something here. They go and said to the Lord, look at them, are they yours? That who laughs like a mad thing. Are you the one who bathes mad things? And they have gotten you themselves.
You know,
they don't get ashamed. That's when demons of the clan come, they are fallen angels. First, ask them, are you the one who gave birth to this one? Most of the families have those mad children. But that one like that, the fallen angels sit upon them.
So
we need you to understand those words. And according to Timothy,
the spirits
of the fallen angels upon them, Jezebel leads in teaching false things. What drives you don't understand it. When the spirits come upon people, as if they have an old iron searing them, and they are scratching themselves, and you're shouting. What is this Holy Ghost troubling people?
Yet he came
to teach you wrong things and he captured your minds and he gathered very well.
Let me
tell you that all of you are off. Your mind is not working. That's when you are in churches like that or religions, there is no asking any question on what is moving on.
And in this false salvation,
you are
into shouting, there is no understanding.
The you shout
for the Lord.
They
know what they teach is not there.
Pastor,
teaching something, I want you to understand. How can they tell you to shout? Even in school, it's not acceptable. And
those
who put prefects to watch over, they will make noise in class.
Our
God told us to make people disciples. We are making them rather make noise. Lift their chairs and you're shouting. Another can teach demons. And they know the more they have taught them, they have entered in your hearts. Because what fills the human heart is what is going to come out of them. And you know demons are right within.
And in prayer,
we chase the demons.
And
you make business there. As you awake from there, each one has a demon. Even the one who never came with the demon, they go out with one demon at least. And if you are there, when you're not in that system, the head, you feel a lot of headache. For the demon is fighting to connect, but you're resisting it. You are watching what is moving on. Teaching demons and don't want to speak of it. The demons are crushing to try to enter you. You are resisting, and they are knocking the head. They knock the medulla oblongata. All the brains they knock on them. And you have resisted. They are more resisting them. Bible says, tie the clock of your wisdom, for decisions are not easy. They don't just tie them, you're going to tie them by faith. Scriptures when you're reasoning. They speak this and you tie it's written here, you're lying. Eternal life is no one true God. And Christ Jesus is saying, it's not to not fear ones. Take away demons, they're devils. And the clock is tight. Have you ever sat in demons before with demons? At Lubaga. And they even come on human heads to speak like God. I am Jesus. I have come. I died for you. And they come down. And I looked at him like that. Yeah, I will not speak it out, but I will look at them. You there, pastor, you're lying. And I'm going to ask you a question. When you created heaven and earth, where were you? And where was I? And they pretended and moved elsewhere. But the devil used to come away the heads up. They asked, what is wrong? I'll put scriptures in them and we go back. I used to look at them.
He said,
Apostle, what is wrong with you?
He's always looking at them.
And I will see drama there. But they would never check me to know what I am on. But I would tie the clock of wisdom. One day David asked me,
when
we go there to pray, what do you do? How comes they don't make you dream anything? I told him, I seal myself 7 times. What is that? The spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of the counsel, of the knowledge, of the power, and of fear of the Lord.
And the of the...
I know one God, when you bring another, I have no space for him. Now they used to call us who are big headed, who resist. Who don't want to be prayed for. We have to be prayed for by force. Little I'll go kneel down. With their tongues.
Amen.
And they wait me tomorrow to see whether demons will be upon me. And I'm so by not accepting.
Ha ha ha.
Let me tell you,
we are in battling, life battle. When God moved in the hand of heaven, that's when I knew the things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You're
going to experience practical work. We are going to see we can see whether they can pass.
You
sit there 2 years and you see every drama they do.
As you
study it there, you see it live.
As you
study the entire world through vision,
you're
going to see it live here. And we sat there.
And I don't know the difference.
They may run fast.
My wife
used to bring so much that man and would cloth funny thick clothing and
they are
holding a panga chasing us.
I
told you, see that man, he got off track. I will not explain deeper.
David
told me, but apostle, as
Jesus
was about to reach to
heaven,
he showed him that they have been worshipping a serpent long from the other extreme here, and the one holding it
with
that part holding the head and they are dusting with it.
Seeing
whatever they do in spirit and flesh. But they
were
always suspect me, but they had no witness anyone about it.
But
anytime I stood to speak, as you were taught to speak, the day I was first to stand to speak, I
had not
known what was moving on well. I reached the
journey
of heaven. I speak of the journey of heaven. As we are there, demons arrive. My children, I say,
these are
the ways I saw in vision.
Abaddon,
take this demon. And they will shout. And they took me from the pulpit. First come. Now here we don't chase our things. We don't chase like that. You may chase God in
there.
We first hear what they speak and know whether it's God's spirit or not. And they gave me scripture.
In Thessalonians
5:7-5.
Don't let the spirit speak,
how he comes different for the act. No one shouted and made noise, and me, I had funny noise.
They even have an
iron searing them. I told them that now I'm not going to chase them again, but they will be there. They shouldn't speak any word upon me because they will speak what is wrong. I will shame them and not bear their words. What they did, they tried. I never stand on the pulpit. As I've just stood,
a topic
is because people are open their hearts. Worship me, my children. I am your father. I am your father. They are dancing like David. And others will crawl down. The spirit is. The problem was in that place. Among the ones I had and I was with, no one would be consumed by them. You have to come with
you.
That person will pervert you. They wanted to fill them with their demons. They used to come roaming when they have no
shirt.
And you begin
with,
we are worshiping you. We are praising you. And they will begin
to sing.
And they are
bubbling.
I got out and sat outside on the veranda. And they said,
this
mess of Jezebel. That's why you may go down.
B-boy
and girl power, all those dances. I hear dance heaven. You are in the dancing of the devils, you are dancing them.
Let's get back to Revelations. Revelations 2 verse 20.
Naye nina ensonga kugwe, kubanga oleka omukazi oli Jezebeli eyeyita nabbi, n'ayigiriza n'akyamya abaddu bange okwendanga, n'okulyanga ebyaweebwa eri ebifaananyi.
Okwenda kuno,
this adultery,
tayigiriza kuno okuwa omubiri.
They don't teach only the physical adultery,
but ayigiriza n'okulekawo
Katonda. But also teach the forsaking and abandoning God to join upon her. Revelations 2 verse 21.
Era namuwa ebbanga okwenenya, n'atayagala kwenenya mu bwenzi bwe.
Ate tebabagamba bonna bamalayika basinze Katonda ne bagaana.
They told all the angels to worship God and they refused. According to Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5 to down, the Bible says, when he brings the firstborn on earth,
he
tells all his angels, Jezebel rather mobilized the war. And he told the devil,
we are going to fight
the age of God who have decided to worship Jesus. Worship the son they have set on earth. We are going to beat them. They are the ones who made the devil go gather angels. The fallen one, Revelation 12. They told them to repent, they refused, she refused it. You know, the devil wasn't given just to repent. For ever since he fell, he was cast immediately. The greatest curse above all creations. And he was convicted.
Jesus
is going to come on earth when he was already convicted. According to John
16.
Jezebel was given a chance to repent. In the sons of BC, when Christ came on earth, they told them they can repent. And all fallen angels. A few of them came back. They were cleansed by the blood of Jesus. But most of them refused. Revelations 2 verse
22.
You think everlasting suffering is where? It's within hell in the bottomless pit. That is why in Jude 1:6, most of our children are cast there, the fallen angels. They are in the bottomless pit. Now the situation he too is in, it is not good.
He
is on his throne under the ocean in Ezekiel 27, where there is the mast which we call Bermuda Triangle, Atlantic Ocean.
But
even they are based in the kingdom of the stars. Revelations
2:23. Ekanisa zona nezitegera nga nze wuya akebera emmeme n'emitima era ndi wa buli muntu mu mwenge ebikolwa byammwe bwe biri. Naye bwembagamba abaasigalawo ab'omusuwatira bonna abatalina kuyigiriza kuno abatamanyi bya buziba bya Setaani nga bwe boogera sibateekako mmwe mugugu mulala. Wabula kyemulina mu kikwate ng'okutuusa lwe ndijja.
Kakati owuliriza ekigambo ekyo.
Now you listen to these words.
Waliwo.
That they was.
Abatamanyanga nkweza ez'obusibe
za Satani. They wouldn't let the deep secrets of the devil. And they just had him as a deceiver of the world.
Naye nga tebamanyi alimba.
But they never knew how he does it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we see the second six of Jezebel is responsible of. We've been discovering many things. How their deception appears.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But remember, don't know the deep secrets of the devil. This was our master Jesus. He said, at least let them hold on the little they have until he will be coming back. But it's very hard. Those churches, are they still there? They were in Asia. But right now, Asia. Are they not the Chinese? The Chinese. The Philippines.
The Indians.
When you see what they worship, if you don't know the deep secrets, you cannot hold anything. You must know the schemes of the devil. Even the little, you can never hold it. They never lived even for a long time.
The
church which began from Rome was dropped immediate. And they brought the Roman Catholic Church as the shadow of the Roman Empire. That's the image of the beast.
For
we had after the beast got a wound, the kingdom of the devil, which is known as the Roman Empire. They made an image of it.
The
devil himself gave it life.
That
image is called the Roman Catholic Church. You take away church and put empire.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
Thus
he was told that you still have some truthful things. Hold on the little you're having until I will come back. But whoever held on, even the church which began
England,
in England,
it
changed to become the Church of England, and it's no more of God.
You are Protestant.
It's the Protestants.
They
call themselves the Christians, yet they are not. Praise Jesus. Before you get born again, you cannot become a Christian. You
first
believe Jesus is Lord, and you confess with the mouth to be saved, as it's in Romans 10, verses 9, unto 11. After that believing, if you get baptized,
when
the Spirit comes upon you and he pours anointing upon you
Christ,
to become the Christ, if we are joined on one Christ,
we
become Christians,
the anointed ones,
the anointed ones, people who have been anointed. Ask of them who of them know of the spirit things, but they call themselves Christians, yet it's not them.
Our
church arises up again in America of the salvation.
Now,
the kingdom of heaven, they abandoned it. Remember, it's been coming from there to spread the entire world. They are in finances, powers of darkness.
Schemes
you cannot bear stand. Church has been falling many times. What makes us fall most is not knowing the schemes of the devil. Arise, God lifts us up. In a short time we fall.
For
we never knew the schemes of the devil. These seasons we thank God for them.
Reveal
the schemes of the devil to us. We know he's doing his last work upon this planet
now.
And this work, it will never be shut down.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It will outlive forever. Already we have learned the skill of the devil. He passes here, you see him. Even there, you see him. And we've recorded them. And we are writing them down. The one who come and the one who will ever come, they will meet them.
And
we shall see how Lucifer will deceive the children of our children.
I've
never seen the book of the schemes of the devil on this earth. This is our enemy. Nothing we know of what he does. How shall we escape him? But today is going to be happening. The book is going to be released of the schemes. And he will tell us. The other witness that the devil on his head runs away from him. For you read about him,
that's
the one making me do these things. If you read him, you see him.
And
when you take it
and
read, it's enjoying.
He said,
don't read it, how can I understand? Let me read it there.
Amen.
And the one of God remains reading it. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, when we get Revelation 17, verse 3.
Kubikulirwe sura ya 17:3.
n'antwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo, ne ndaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emmyufu ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvvoozi ng'erina emitwe musanvu n'amayembe kkumi.
Tumanyi nga tunatera okulaba ensolo eyo.
We know we're about to see that beast,
emanyiddwa ng'obwakabaka bwa
Satan, which is known as the kingdom of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Emitwe musanvu.
There are seven heads.
Tujja kuba tulaba eby'omwoyo eby'obulimba.
We shall see the false spiritual things.
Oba eby'ekkanisa ez'obulimba.
Or the false churches.
Ate wamu n'eby'omwoyo eby'obuloga
eby'omwoyo. Together with the spiritual sector of sorcery in the world.
Then tulabe eby'obufuzi.
And we shall see the political sector.
Tujja kuba mutwe ogw'okusatu.
We shall be the third head.
Then tujja kulaba ebyenfuna bya basatani.
We shall see the economic sector of the devils.
Mutwe ogw'okuna.
The fourth head.
Tulabe ebiyitibwa sosa eby'enkolagana.
We shall see the social relations.
Omuva ate ekirala kye baita games and
sports. Out of which comes the games and sports.
Tuweze emitwe.
And we have six heads.
Tujja kulaba ebyobulamu.
We shall see the healthy sector
by
of the devils.
Mono mwe muli ke mulira forever living.
It is where you hear forever living.
Eri dagaliso bwa kubisano
forever. Maybe we can make you live forever.
Akomanya gabu fuzikola bakonda.
Names of blasphemy you see.
Usoma ko. You dagala ngaba ita forever living.
Mbahabi is called forever living.
Nayo bani abakabira ngaba
liko. Who have ever lived forever? You see them as names. That's the kingdom of the devil. Names upon them are their blasphemers. I hear you see freedom city. The only freedom city is in heaven. Only.
It's
not devil, it was just from there. But in the freedom city you find all kind. Waraji, everything, immoral thing is there. The people in this course, they who are naked enter there. Every chaos is in that city. They are actually blaspheming the city of God. Names of blasphemy. You find a child called the angel.
Now,
you look at what the angel does. And this is really fallen angel.
You wait that the beast is
going to come from the water with blasphemous names. Let me tell you, you're going to see the thing. You've not reached the church. Church has blasphemous names.
The
devil made it his. You may find the church would have been for God. That Roman Catholic Church is not for God.
They tell
it's not for God, and you enter there.
It's
the Church of Uganda.
Then
you enter there. And they call
Adventist
it
church.
Adventist church.
Yeah, but seven is
the Adventist. It's not for God.
No,
and you enter there.
This
is what we call the Jehovah's Hall. How does God reside in a hall? And they have never built a church.
Or
a building. They have a hall. God is within a hall. And they say when they say God is in the room, don't go there. They let this church. And you too enter there. People have problems.
And
the building is called the Miracle Church. You too, you enter into it.
Now,
are you going to be in the building? The church is this book here.
He
said the church of God in Ephesus.
You find
there for pastors.
Apostolic ministries.
Now the priests, you shouldn't go there. There are only apostles there. Whether devils, we don't know.
But
we have false apostles in Revelation 2. You'll find abominations. Names on these seven heads. You'll find games and sports. And they are called red devils, but you're supporting them.
The born again
is of the red devils, they are born.
When
you come to churches and now you chase the demons, you support them when you've gotten out. When you come, I hear you beat them now. And they say, look at this one. This is our supporter.
Let's trouble them a little and we go. They will find us outside. And here you are supporting the Vipers Sports Club. The devil himself. Now that they will abuse the king. They call him Snake, the king of Buganda. They call him the devil. For in the Bible, the old serpent is the devil. Now, if it's the present devil, I don't know. They are abusing our king instead of honoring him. But all king we honor you are king, the second Ronald Muenda Mutebi. You are not a snake. You are not this grass which rises, the chuchu. You are not an axe. For the axe changes within the stick. You have never changed yourself. They call him the axe. They know the axe changes itself within the stick. As if they abuse him, that the king keeps changing. You can't predict him. Even many other names.
Landy Road, this man, been to Binji.
But God gave them the honor of a king, let it be enough for them.
Revelation 17,
verse 4.
Omukazi ng'ayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu. Era ng'ayonjebwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi ne luulu ng'alina mu mukono gw'ekikompe ekya zaabu ekijjudde emizizo y'empitambi ey'obwenzi bwe ne ku kyenyi kye erinnya eriwandiikiddwa nti ekyama Babiloni ekinene nnyina w'abenzi era ow'emizizo gy'ensi
ono yazaala bonna abava
Katonda. And she says she will never be a widow.
If
they are even work she does that to see the devil is left to get out of hell. In the moment he will be safe, he is preparing people to fight for him. That they fight Jesus when he comes in the space. That they may go back in heaven where they were chased from. He said, forget me being a widow. I have to outlive and be there. When you find they will serve him, say, we are going to serve our father until we no more have life in the bones. They called that their father the devils, even their ministers. But this one is the mother of all adulterers who forsake the Lord, even all abominations. Now this one you see can put a prayer when it's a specific prayer. And you think they call you in the praying of the Lord. They end up prophesying upon every person, the immoral, they were adulterers, they were naked. They don't mind all of you, come we pray. Remember in her prayers,
don't
connect with the ones of God, as we are going to be explained. We speak the prayers of they who don't hold on God's laws and detestable to the Lord.
According
to, praise Jesus. But he says,
come
all of you. God told me, I pray with all people. Whether you are Muslim, you are Catholic, come. Now, remember, in a shrine they never segregate people. Even a born again, if you enter, they welcome you. Now, what place is this?
Which
welcomes all people to pray for them and with them. That's why he wants it. They create these things and they appear to be like of God. And within them they have even prayer. They have fasting. No, first, listen, pray. Acts 16. Acts 16 verse 16. They are in places where they pray from, that they may prophesy.
And this is their
praying without studying God to understand him. And no one can detect that Jezebel has arrived. That's why here we study God. Even praying, we study praying. After that we pray what we know. We don't just pray, not at all.
Jezebel,
as you pray without understanding, she's right.
And
they had
a tongue.
And you say that is without with the Spirit of the Lord.
Because
you don't know the one with the Spirit and the one with not. They confuse the one with knowing. The one who shakes themselves are the ones with the Spirit. How can that preach in a church which was in a shrine? For in a shrine, we knew when a demon is coming upon you, begin to shake like that. And you begin to act funny. As
the prophet
is speaking like he's speaking with people in a shrine. Let's read Acts 16:16.
Ebikolwa by'abatume essula ya 16 nyirwa 16. Awo lwatuuka bwe twali tugenda wali awasabirwanga.
Basabirangawo nnyo.
They used to pray so much from there.
Baabiranga musaba.
They were in prayer.
Obola bayalumba ensozi zonna ezaatekebwa
all mountains which had been put here, prayer mountain.
Aliyoko.
The Jezebel is on there.
Kasita mubeerayo nga temugenda soma Katonda mutegeera. Aba balina.
Going to study God to know him, he has you.
Awasabirwa.
Where they pray from? You can even chase demons when it's the one who is leading your
chest.
In the desert. Yet he knows where they have directed. It is the wrong location. Instead of sending in the bottomless pit, and
they
send the angel of chains to bind them, and they say, you bind them. You
check
the death. Feel you are holding him.
We
don't wrestle with flesh and blood.
We wrestle with
spirit. How can you tie a spirit? Instead of sending angels to
start,
we say, capture them.
And
feel your body with him.
We
have the angels of fire. In places they pray from, Jezebel is there. If what you do, don't understand it, they can lead a prayer. And they come with their field. And the pastor comes with the bullets in the chamber. We are going to pray of warfare. Now throw the woman.
Give
your clothing the gospel. The gospel. How do I clothe it now? Put the belt of truth in the way. Seal your tie in the
pulp.
You don't know truth is the scriptures. You feel your tie the truth. Put the blessed bread on. The
one
who is leading you is Jezebel. Whatever she does, knows and understands what she's on. Remember she knows. The blessed bread has to be of righteousness. But they know you are a thief. But they say put on the blessed bread. You the thief. Now put the helmet. You put it on by faith like that.
But
that head can the Spirit of God rest on it. That's half hair that the crane is stretching up like that.
But
the Spirit will come. You want the helmet of salvation. They have cut that kind of hairstyle. That they get the shield of faith. You feel you're holding the shield. Yet it is command by command reality. Scripture that is the shield of God. And they get the sword. That is the word of God. But do you know anything within the Bible? Cut him by faith. Cut him. Jezebel has troubled the church. Don't know even the edge of the sword. You don't know Michael. Are you cutting yourself? brought the teaching of the devil instead. And he troubled the church. You know, we have
the
church will go into persecution. We thought they are going to be chasing us physically. Even in the persecution, which is much, we thought what are they going to be doing to us? Maybe they will imprison us in the prisons. The devil can bind you from right there. He's not put you in the prison physically.
So
we have built many prisons on this earth. There is a game. The great leader, to be saved in it, you have to be in the hall. It's called the round game. Whatever you run should be, there is a zero there, even at this corner, even the other zero in the corner, even a zero in the corner. Now in the middle, there too is a zero. You begin from the center. You already died in Adam, you are in the whole hell. You shouldn't run to move on this line. They have to beat you if you are in the line. When you come in the hall, they leave you. You must be a sinner under the sun. To walk in line on track is not right. How dare you run from the hall? All that who bathes them, the mother of the abominations.
When
you run, you stand on the line.
They
beat you. They are one with a ball out to beat you. There is another game. It's called Seven Stones.
But
to feel the seven stones, it's impossible. You pack them on your rotation. You are packing and they are hitting you. You pack and they pour while you pack, they are pouring. You can never reach seven. The mother of abominations of the world.
You
don't know where they came from. You just see them, you play them. They show
you
for packing your seven spirits. You have to be on tension. Anytime they are beating you, you put one and you jump. As you come, it's fallen off.
They
show me it's very hard, you can never be filled. But we never understood. They knew that they were a sealed the world they
can
never understand. I want to tell Jezebel where you are under the sun. All of us are not foolish like you. We are going to
set
and pack the spirit to the seven. God has to find a lamp with oil. You joke with the schemes. You can even play within them. You don't know. They
played
the round game. You knew what about it. Even the one who played seven stones. They showed you the tension you are on. It's not easy to feel those stones and your crown. When you finish the game, you've run from them. If you're filled, there you have the seal of God.
It's
finished, they can no more handle you. You have to be careful. Act.
Ebikolwa abatume sura ya 16 olunyiriro ya 16. Awo lwatuka bwe twali tugenda wali awasabirwanga. Omuwala eyaliko dayimoni alagula n'atusanga.
And she found them. What did she speak?
Eyafuniranga bakama be ebintu ebingi olw'okulagula.
Now,
churches of today, you see how they fall. Roman Catholic had hit from us, but now they arose themselves. The one who had the cross, they killed him. He's been like this. I see God moving. It is at Bukala. Now another inherited him.
Sometimes
back they had hidden it that they are holy and quiet.
Saying
to appear and give
miracles.
This time they said they are the one who owned the thing. Why don't we come out open? Now they pray as Jezebel is there. They put a life on the cross up there. Near Jesus. That Jesus who is on the cross is never resurrected. As they are praying, he is moving in the people. And they gather money.
They are making those
prophets and pastors and apostles. They are gathering money from the people. You don't even know the heaven you are going. That they are pastoring you to head you to heaven.
No,
Mr. You don't even find a pastor prophet. How many heavens are they?
He doesn't know.
But his pastor will take you to heaven. Where they prayed from. A demon with a woman with a demon which was prophesying. It was making money.
He's
joined with the false pastor that are gathering money from the people today. Even the one you see as if he's not in the system, he's in the system himself. For it, he has made a year P7. P5. He too is there gathering. Another makes his dogs.
They are
like that in that cycle. At the end of it, all they give you what? Understand God?
This is like a business.
You begin to speak if about another's business and you profit out.
It's not that
you was abused the other, he will give you the right things. No. They all sell fake phones, for example. But another is abusing another's business. Let them put a sticker and they say original. When you go to use it,
the
moment you see it's a fake phone, the same with the other, it has been abusing.
Acts 16:17.
And the demon is speaking. You think they cannot speak of God, the demons?
He's spoken
of the most high God in the congregation.
People
say, that's the Spirit of God who moved ahead of us. They preach what?
Acts 16:17.
They preached Christ Jesus. And
he
spoke
to you.
People shouted.
He
spoke of Jesus. Yes.
You think
everyone speaking of Jesus is right?
He's
a demon upon a false prophet. Jezebel. Is within there. He's going to the place where they pray from. They knew where they pray from. There's a business moving on. I will go and mess up a thing. They knew Acts
4.
Offerings when they were given, they gave everyone as need was. Everyone in the need has
charge.
If someone gets what to eat and drink, they can worship well God. What can we do? Let's still pass us the tithe and the offerings are theirs. And this way, let us to throw it on the prayer mountain. To say it's us what
we are people
to give tithe to the pastors to eat it.
And
they encourage you to give. Yet they know it's not for pastors. It's for church, all of us within that congregation, that we can be helped to build the work of God. They are there to mess up everything. Where is it written that tithe is for the pastors? For even the Levites took a portion. Not all.
The person there
looking where the things are big. He's waiting for them. There's one on the television who said, they were going outside. I'm not offered. Where are they going? That statement where they go to heaven or not, you give your offering, go.
Acts 16
verse 18.
Nakolanga bwati enaku nyingi. Naye Paulo bwe yanakuwala ennyo.
Nagamba naye kakati mukama ffe yagamba.
Mwetuda
bwana
mwe
mwe.
Money is being covered. No. This is not the spirit of the Lord. And they took long to understand it. For he was prophesying. And he had hidden clothing sheep's skin.
Miracles
are happening while they prophesy is right. And they say this is
it.
Every time they call them pray.
Of
people with demons as they pray. They don't sleep no matter how much you want it. You may pray the whole night when it's like this. He's still praying.
Yet,
the demon is upon him. Watch. Early in the morning he's praying, still he's arrived. Pastors, you see, even home they don't sleep. They finish at 2 in the night, they go back. Around 5 they have come back in the morning.
Now,
you are demons, you face problems. The demon awakes him. Early in the morning he had arrived. The demon walking within this person.
Pray for all
the chairs you sat on. Remember, they call other
spirits
of the fallen angels. The one who sit here, let them capture you. Capture them who sit even here. You two used to bewitch the intercessors. They told you to pray for those chairs.
Oh Lord, let them
sit and they don't go away. You see, a spirit was captured.
They
first make a demon each sit in each chair. As you come to sit, you have your colleague, you're going to join in spirit. In the Muslim, they say, be careful, there's a brethren of yours there.
The
thing of the Muslim, it came out clear. You have a jinn right close to you. Now, if you make
me swallow,
you don't just stretch you may knock your neighbor. Maybe if you want to, you don't just do that, do things there.
But
if you do that in a shrine, demons can beat you. Don't be surprised, perhaps even this is a shrine.
You
want to discover the truth of everything. We don't want to abuse, but we are comparing. Now, what these heads did? They put a demon in a chair you're going to sit in. If they speak here, you begin to sit
down.
I don't want to shake myself. What is shaking me? There's a demon which sat there before you. I don't want to shake myself. Another tells you power is going to reach you there. And he knows he's connected in all chairs. As they do like this, you all fall this posture. As he does this, you all fall this posture. You are like that. Who is basing us and connecting us with this person?
Bikolwa batume sura ya 16 onyole 18. Nakolanga bwati enaku nyingi. Naye Paulo bwe yanakuwala ennyo n'akyuka n'agamba dayimoni nti nkulagira mu linnya erya Yesu Kristo muveeko n'amuvaako mu kiseera ekyo naye bakama be bwe baalaba ng'essuubi ly'ebintu byabwe liweddewo ne bakwata Pawulo ne Siira ne babawalula okubatwala mu katale eri abakulu
babawalula kubanga kati bizinesi yali
ekudde
false
pastors have faced the problem when the radio and television will begin to speak in this world and of what they will be
doing.
We began to pray, some of them have gotten messed up already.
Amen.
But they are in business. Demons are
making,
they are in places where they pray for. They don't mind of knowing God. Just a few minutes.
Let us pray.
Let to save.
There's
nothing to speak of God to understand Him. No questioning, no anything. Just say Amen and Hallelujah. Understood the scriptures. Does he have time for that?
The
time he has, do you have the offering?
God
tell the pastor, I want an appointment to inquire scriptures from you.
He
himself, he knows nothing. What will he tell you? If you tell him, I have a seed, you make access him quick.
Most of demons
they are prophesying, you may think it's even God. Jezebel gathered her people in the place where they pray from, many places like that. She's right there.
And there's
the at the prayer mountain, there was the altar of those wizards.
And
comes a specific woman was the one to light the fire of that altar.
Prayer mountain in Uganda.
Prayer mountain Uganda.
If
you light a fire on that altar, God will strike you. What kind of altar has restrictions like this? That is for heating ourselves, not going to feel coldness. Everyone is free to light a fire for you. It's one specific altar. You know, the shrine is always one specific altar, not two. And the one who lights the fire is a specific person, one. You go there, you're going to pray. There.
Never
demons appear in place of the people and they join in the prayer.
They
are the ones who
are tongues
to tongues. You babble in tongues.
As
you see something is speaking within you.
You
want to speak up as another is captured, you thank. And so what is this?
He
is the mother of abominations. Can create praying which is false. And you think you're going to prayer of God. Yet he knows he's going to be leading that prayer. There is one man.
His
spirit has never been in the church every time. Every time he says, I'm seeing him coming. He is always just coming. He never resides with him and is not in the people, but he's always coming.
He said, Agamba, it's a miracle moment.
He says,
I'm seeing God is coming now.
All along he's not been here, whom did you welcome through prayer? And who led us to begin?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now, this mother of abominations, and according to what is in Isaiah, Isaiah
57,
they show that she has many children. The children of God, enough of them from the angels and the human beings.
naye nga bano bonna abakozesa ebintu
ebyekifuuraebintu ebyemiziye
n'abazaala bwatyotosalangako byaddala
bituufu
yebintu biba byakulimbalimba
kukozesa
bya mizizo nga yamaze afunye abaana
oli
mu Isaya
Isaya essuula ey'ataano mu omusanvu nnyo olusooka omutuukirivu azikirira so tewali akissaako mwoyo n'abantu ab'ekisa baggibwawo nga tewali alowooza ng'omutuukirivu aggibwa mu bubi obugenda okujja
nti ebiseera ebisinga abatuukirivu tetuwangala wano ku
kubanga
abamu bagamba kakati oba agamba mutuukirivu ate lwaki
yaludde which are going to be coming ahead. And God says, let me take you, Enoch, not to experience that. What happens to the children of the devil? This is what happens on them.
Isaiah 57
verse
2. Kubitanda byabwe buli muntu atambulira mu bugolokofu bwe. Naye musembere wano mmwe batabani b'omukazi omulogo.
Oli ebintu biba byakuloga.
If it is sorcery.
Anaye mutuyambe nga ko masimu ago.
Help us on those phones.
Iteeka nga mu silent.
You put it in silent.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
We have flight mode. No, so we're recording ebintu byo bulungi.
Or flight mode for you can record your things.
Ate banyandi messages zino.
And no, these messages.
Waliwo n'abali live saa zino.
There are people who are live right now.
Wali ku YouTube.
And they're on YouTube.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Nga batubulira kati ku simu yobwe
bakugira. And now they listen to that on your phone.
Mpozi mwaga tusikobe uwa.
Maybe you want us to chase the phones from here.
Chance yeveo.
And the chance ceases to be.
Waliwe walaje muzira baje baziteka
ku recording. Phones put elsewhere for recording.
ogenda owulira ebintu byabwe otegere obiddemu obizuule
nti here there are things that you discover that they are right or false
wano tuweebwa eddembe
lino here we are given liberty
bwe tunaaba okuba nga tujjuza emizindaalo buli omu ajasigaza esimu ye wanaaba
after we shall few speakers here each one will remain with their phones wherever they will be
naye era tujja kukusaba era ogiteeka mu silent
to ask you put it in silent
wano tuli mu paliyamenti ya katonda
here we are in the parliament of God
olukuŋŋaana lw'abatukuvu
the gathering of the saints
ati gwe simanyi paliyamenti kijoyingiramu ng'otadde
ku sikirini which parliament to enter in when your phone is on
tetukugaana ebeereko
we don't refuse you to be on your phone
ojjamu kukerere voice
but this you lower the voice
kubanga n'ogeza ekikolera mu
paliyamenti ya Uganda
esimu yono takatak
and your phone begins to ring
bagamba ono member of parliament
they say what kind of member of parliament is this one
tiyasoma
he did learn get to school
tuli mu Isaya
we are in Isaiah
57
Isaya sura ya 5 mu omusanvu olunyo lw'okusatu
Isaiah 57 verse 3
naye musembere wano mwe batabani b'omukazi omulogo ezadde ery'omukazi omwenzi n'omukazi omutambuzi
oli yali mutambuze kyebo yatambulanga n'ava eri
prostitute moved from every place
mu kibuga Yerusalemu n'ajja ne ku nsi
and came even on earth
ng'atuulisa anoonya baana
they are seeking for children
baatazala bayagala
they want to never birth they want to grab them
Isaya sura ya 5 mu omusanvu olunyo lw'okuna
Isaiah 57 verse 4
muzanyira kwani ani gwe mukongoola
kubanga bayigirizibwa okukongoola
as they are taught to snare like that
n'okuzanyira
and to mock God
okimanyi ekyo gwe kikolebwa
you know how that is done
yes tani kyakola
what the devil does
asooka kuba Jezebel asooka kubaloga
he first bewitches you
akati nimutandika oseka
aseka and you begin to laugh
bwe mwafunye omwoyo gw'okuseka
and you got the spirit of laughter
amuwayiriza katonda
and you falsely accuse God
ti mu mioyo gye mulimu ogw'okuseka
in his spirit is the spirit of laughter
katonda kyabaga mwe bitabane by'omukazi
omulogonamwe
biwalabi
adulteress and you daughters
would
you stay snare at
badanga enagamba mukama yabitugamba
say God has told us this
abadde atusesa
he is making us laugh
kandi ani kumuzanyira koze ndika kala bwetyo
mboki am I something like that
usesese so we know this of usana zonto
you become even like a mad thing
mbu mukama yakusesese
God has made you laugh is making you laugh in that. God was making us laugh like that.
Now,
well, laughter would have been a
demand.
But if you go put laughter in us, and it's normal laughing. If you laugh, you are not ready. They, what you are laughing?
We have
laughter which is normal. God gave it to us.
Now, this
spirit of laughter, laughing everybody, and you all laugh, you are leaping at you are like mad things. Are you mocking that he's giving you that?
The Lord is
coming. The one he falls on, they are in two opens, throwing their legs and exposing their parts. Are you mocking that my spirit does that?
Are
those the acts of my spirit? You are children of the prostitute, adulteress. Let me tell you things in the churches. Whether you grow up, how you appear, how you come. They don't mind whether you go to heaven or not. It's upon you. The religious will tell you, come, clothe well. When you go in the world, whether you are what or on what, they don't mind.
Isaiah 57 verse 4. Muzanyira kwani anigwe mukongola ne mumusomoza. Temuli bana bakusobya zadde lya bulimba. Mwe abereetera okwegomba mu mivule. Wansi wa buli muti ogumera. Abatira abaana mu biwonvu. Wansi w'enjati z'enjazi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
are children of the adult race. And
you
got offsprings, many children.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this children stole them just. They have no legitimate child of them. That's why when they under you, they have to make you foolish, not lest you run from them. What they teach you, there is no light which is real. There is not that you have understood. Now look here. People in the world, they speak God on their mouth, but they don't know Him. But what surprises most, where they would have entered in religion or in church, there too they don't learn God. They keep you in darkness of ignorance.
Isaiah 57 verse 6. Mu mayinja amaweweevu ag'omu kiwonvu we wali omugabo gwo. Ago kye kitundu kyo. Ago gwe wafuukira ekiweebwayo ekyokunywa, gwe wawa ekirabo. Ndiwooyawoyezebwa ebyo nga bibaddewo.
N'agamba kati omaze okulabika ng'abaana
obakyankalanya. God, I forbid, don't even come back.
You
say, who are you mocking?
We are in Isaiah 54.
Let's go to Isaiah 54.
Isaiah esureyata anumwenye ulinyoru soka. Yimba guomugumba atazalanga. Baguko kuyimba oyogerere waguru atalu mwanga kuzala. Kubanga abaana b'oyo atalina bba bangi.
There's so many children.
Kyokka tebalina ngeri gye bazaala.
They just faked things. Another made himself a father of liars. But when he called him, he never calls himself that. He's called father, papa. I understood him known as the
prophet.
He's in the image of the false prophets. And the spiritual mothers and all the rest. But the rightful mother
is
the Master Jesus.
He
is the true vine. All we are branches which came from him. He is the rock of our life, out of which we are gotten. Now we came still to those children. For we have a father. He said that me, I'll be their father. But
But
ikintu kino kyaba Jezebel.
This thing of Jezebel.
No
way that a spirit came from him.
He's
never been treated of a mother. That we came from him, even though the angels. But they are saying, our mother would have been the father.
Meaning,
our mother came from the father.
And
we are in the Lord Jesus from the father. And we are gotten from Christ Jesus. We know the Lord Jesus. In our first birth, he never felt pain. We
were
just cut off even when he accepted it. That may be fulfilled in John 1:16. That from his fullness we are all given. You're going to be explained of
faith.
And you see who is called Mary. Who is made herself the mother of people. Of who is blessing them. Who makes them to be the mother of God. That is Jezebel, who is in a blaspheming thing.
You'll
see in heaven there's no woman. All who are there are like angels. Now this appearing as Mary, who is this? Let's finish here.
Isaiah 54:2. Gaziye ekifo ekyeweemayo era babambe amagigi g'ennyumba zo, tokwata mpola, wanvuya emiguwa gyo, onyweze enkondo zo, kubanga olya njala ku mukono ogwa ddyo ne ku gwa kkono, n'ezzadde lyo lirirya amawanga era lirituuza abantu mu bibuga ebyalekebwawo. Totya kubanga tolikwatibwa nsonyi, so toswala kubanga ensonyi teziri kukwata, kubanga olyerabira ensonyi ez'omu buto obwo, n'ekivume ky'obwannamwandu bwo tolikijjukira
nate. Baatuukanga ne bagamba
Yesu,
olina mwandu.
You are a widow.
Kati kitaffe aliwa mutulage.
Where is the father now? Show him to us.
Kuluzalwaki omuntu kuvu yakijja mu Filipi wali?
What did the Holy Spirit bring it in Philip?
Filipo alyoka abuuze mukama waffe
Yesu, tulage Lord Jesus. Show us of the father.
But
the devil is in him. Ask the father, where is he? In John. She asked the father. Now remember, the father is in above the heavens. He said, without holiness, no one will see him. Jesus tells them, you have to pass through me to reach the father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We see the words as if they are a joke. But this one says, he became a widow. They claim the children are his. That they came from him. He's a true vine. But where is the father? For the father remained above the heavens, where the new heavens and new earth are, where the beginning is. And you say, without holiness, no one will be seeing him. That's why he spoke upon the father. Where is your father? Show us of your father. Jesus, we've gotten ourselves a father.
He
is delayed to come. And they made an idol. You saw in the journey of Egypt to Canaan. Moses says, let's make a god of ourselves. That first happened in the Jerusalem city of heaven.
Show us
of the father. You claim there is the father of ours. When I came here, he told us, pray one thing, Father in heaven. Right now you have, I don't know how many spiritual fathers you are having. As if we would never believe that. But this time it's not going to be like that. We believe our Father, you're there.
And
we shall come to you anytime. We are preparing ourselves in the name of the Lord Jesus. Isaiah 54:5.
Kubanga omutonzi wo yebalo, Mukama weje lye erinnya lye, era omutukuvu wa Isirayiri ye mununuzi wo, aliyitibwa Katonda wa nsi zonna. kubanga mukama akuyise ng'omukazi eyalekebwawo
omanyi mukama waffe yesu
amaze ebbanga nga
yali yalekebwawo
jjukira
mulundi kumu gwe yakaddayo waggulu
mubisi
yonna yali taddayo bisi yamalira ddala emyaka
egiwererako
emitwalo
126,000 years. But he had never gone back to see of the Father. But Ephesians 4, it explains after he raised the
earth
and he passed through all the heavens
and
he first went back to the beginning where he was with the Father. Praise Jesus.
But
in Revelations 1, verses 1, he came back
with
what the Father told him to tell us. And Revelation says, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom God the Father gave him.
He went back,
for he had spent many years.
He told him, God,
you're going to come back with children and bring them back home.
And
the saints will be able to come back here. Don't come back until all enemies have been put under your feet. When he says under the feet, I see hell, the one you see right there. Remember, the feet are the 10 planets. They are deep words. When you get them from
yes,
hell, Jesus has to sentence them like we started in the journey of heaven. After sending them in Jerusalem of heaven,
you
lead us to go to the Father. That's why he speaks to John 10. The good shepherd is the good shepherd who can lead us to the pastures.
But
all along he had been abandoned.
And the
Father chased him on issues of children. We shall connect that tomorrow. But they are in Isaiah 50.
He
says, where is the letter of the divorce of your mother? He says, when Father saw our unrighteousness,
and
they
waited
the heavens and earth to see today, and they took us from above the heavens,
and
shifted us to test us to take sin out of us.
The
father of sin had been seen,
even his
mother Jezebel was known, even children who get lost. That's why the Bible says, the one he foreknew, he chose them. He chose us above the heavens. By the time we brought creation, he knew we had to get back and do everything possible. If you're on the
elect,
never to get lost. For he says, as for prophets will increase, even some of the elects will get lost. But fight. If you hear these words and know where you lie, you must be the children of God.
Jezebel,
the owner of adulterous children, they forsook the Lord the Father
and
the mother, the Lord Jesus,
and
they rejected the Holy Spirit, the uncle, our auntie, and they followed
the devil,
the father of liars,
and they
followed Jezebel, mother of all abominations, and the mother of adulterers, and they followed the false prophets, who moves on to claim to be the leader. When he sits in the office of the Holy Spirit to blaspheme him, all those are heading for destruction. May they repent as you listen to this. Tomorrow we are coming back in our second part
to see
these thieves and all the combinations seated on a beast, the kingdom of the devil. God bless you. Thank you for coming.